Chazor Zechanish from the Bachi Cheskel Shagam and Ravam Yehuda. Zech the Shabbos Daf Yud Aleph. Mark continues with memories from Rav Bar Machasi in the name of Rav Chum Bar Gurya in the name of Rav. He said that if any city, a city that has its buildings which are, the roofs are taller than the shul in the city, such a city will ultimately be destroyed. He also said it's better to work under a Yishmaeli than it is to work under an Adoimi. It's better to work under an Adoimi than to work under a Chabur, which is like a wicked Persian nation. It's better to work under a Chabur than it is to work under a Talmud Chacham, because then one gets punished for not treating him properly. And it's better to work under a Talmud Chacham than to work under a widow or orphan, because when they cry out to Hashem, Hashem listens. He also said the worst lengthy illness to have is a stomach illness. The worst periodic pain to have is a heart pain. And the worst passing pain to have is a headache. The worst evil is an evil woman. He also said if all the seas were ink and all the reeds were quills and all the heavens were parchment and all the people were seifrim, still you wouldn't be able to write the amount of depth of heart that's needed to govern a country. He also said a fast is very effective at being mevatel a bad dream, just like fire is effective at burning flax. Rechissa says the fast has to be the day, the morning, that morning after the person had the dream. Rav Yosef says the fast should be done even on Shabbos, if that's the day of the dream. In fact, Rav Ashi once offered Rav Yeshua, the son of Rav Idi, a fancy meal, and he had to decline because he said he's fasting because of a bad dream he had the night before, and that's why he couldn't even push off the fast to another day, because it must be done that day. Mishnah said, "V'mitzchilo mafsikim b'mafsikim l'kriyashma," but you don't have to stop for tefillah. In fact, the Mishnah already said earlier that you don't have to stop for tefillah for mincha, so why does it have to repeat it over here again? Mara says over here it's talking about that you don't, if you're learning, you don't have to stop for tefillah. You have to stop for Kriyashma if you're learning, but you don't have to stop for tefillah. Rabbi Yechanan said this only applies to people like Ashur Meyachoy and his colleagues, people who that their whole life was the learning, but someone who stops learning to go to work, Avada, he would have to stop for tefillah as well. Now, Bryce, which seems to say you don't stop your learning for anything, even for Kriyashma, that's referring to people who are deciding on whether to make an Iber Shana that year. Zok the Mishnah, a tailor may not go out with his needle in the evening on Friday next week, close to dark, because we're afraid that maybe he's going to forget and go out with it even at dark when it's already Shabbos. Person should also not remove lice from his clothing on Shabbos or reed, all based on candlelight. We're afraid he's going to tilt the candle to make the oil go to the wick to make it a brighter light, which will be usher on Shabbos. A teacher of children may lose the candlelight just to see where the children are reading, but he can't use it to read himself. Similarly, another gzeirah was made that a zav and a zava shouldn't eat together so that they shouldn't come to do an aver haftashmish. Mishnah says that if a person, the Mishnah says that if a person is Rishus HaRabim, he can't stick his head into Rishus HaYachad to drink from a cup there, or vice versa, because we're afraid he's going to schlep the cup back into his own Rishus, which would be transferring from Rishus to Rishus. But if he puts his head and most of his body into the Rishus with the cup, then he can drink there. Mishnah says the same halacha is with a wine press. Whether when he's in Rishus HaRabim, Rishus HaYachad, if he can stick his head into a karmelis to drink over there, because it's not deraisa, it's actually machloikis, you know, or is there a gzeira in that case also, is machloikis. Abaya says that it's usher with a gzeira as well, and Rava says, no, a karmelis itself is a gzeira, so we're not going to make a gzeira onto the gzeira. Abaya says, the Mishnah we just learned says that the same halacha applies by a wine press. The Chayr, we're talking about a wine press that's a karmelis, because if it was Rishus HaRabim, Rishus HaYachad, there'd be no chiddush, and you see that we are gzeira over there also. Rabbi said that's no raya, because the case of a wine press has nothing to do with Shabbos. It's a din and meiser, whether or not you have to give meiser if you're just drinking over the wine press, the wine from the wine press. Marius, our Mishnah says that a tailor can't walk out with a needle in his clothing on Erev Shabbos, which itself is a gzera, because it's only Erev Shabbos, but it's an unusual way to carry, so therefore would only be usher d'rabbanan, so you see him make a gzera like gzera. Marius answers, our Mishnah is talking about he's not like walking out carrying in his hand, not when it's stuck in his clothing. That wouldn't be a problem. A Braisa clearly says he's not allowed to go out with it even when it's stuck in his clothing, and presumably that Braisa is talking about on Erev Shabbos. The Gemara answers, no, that Braisa is talking about on Shabbos itself. So it's only one Gzera. But there's another Braisa that clearly says he's not allowed to go out with a needle in his clothing on Erev Shabbos. You see, it's a Gzera the Gzera. Where it says that Braisa follows Rabbi Yehuda, who says that it's considered to be normal for a craftsman to go out like this, for a tailor to go out for Lamoshal with a needle in his clothing, and therefore he'd be chayiv midir Raisa for carrying out in that way. One Braisa says that if there's an Isidra Bonon for a Zov to wear a pouch to catch a Zivus, to wear it out into Rishus HaRabim would be an Isidra Bonon. Another Braisa says he actually Chayiv Deraisa, seems to be a Stira. Very says the first Braisa follows Rav Meir, who says if someone carries in an unusual way, even for him it's somewhat usual, still he's not, he is not Chayiv Deraisa. The second Braisa follows Rav Yehuda, who says he is Chayiv if it's usual for him. Rav Nuna says that the first braisa is talking about a zav who has already saw zivas three times. He doesn't need to catch the zivas to make him a zav gadol. He already is a zav gadol, and therefore he doesn't need the pouch. It's not normal for him to have the pouch. Second braisa is talking about a zav who saw twice that he needs for him. It's normal to wear the pouch because he has to see if he's become a zav gadol to have to bring a carbon, and that's why he will be chayiv. A zav needs, even if he saw three times, he needs to make sure that he needs seven clean days. He needs to see that he didn't have any zivos on the day. The Mara says we're talking about the day that he saw the third zivos. And therefore, that day can't be counted as a clean day anyway, so that day is unusual for him to wear it. He needs a pouch to protect his clothing from the zivos. Azaria says the braisa follows a Tana who says that preventing something from getting dirty is not halachically significant, and therefore it would not be considered normal. Bayan Rava say that the first braisa that says that it's only Drabbanan follows Rav Shimon, who says Melacha Sheinah Tzricha Legufa Potter, and therefore this is Melacha Sheinah Tzricha Legufa. He wears it just to protect his clothing, to remove an undesirable condition. Second Brisa says he's chayev, follows Rabbi Yehuda, who says that one is chayev even for a malacha she'en etzricha legufa. And that's why he's chayev over here, even though it's a malacha she'en etzricha legufa.